Let's go.
Totally Beverages.
And sometimes hot sauce.
That is a tasty root beer.
Coffee.
Water.
Cerveza.
Mountain Dew.
Beverages.
Beverages.
Beverages hot sauce.
Beverages.
Beverages.
Beverages hot sauce.
Welcome to Totally Beverages and Sometimes Hot Sauce, the show that was almost called K-Cups with Aurora. I'm your host, Psychic Andy, and here, as always, the beautiful blue-eyed Barbadian JoJo. How are you?
Honestly, I'm great. I'm feeling good. I feel great. I'm drinking a leftover Oktoberfest beer. But, you know, that's a different podcast.
I've got a little tequila in this mug, but that's a different podcast as well, which brings us to what we're doing tonight. I had to come up to the mountains, as they say, this evening. By the way, it just snowed about an inch this past hour, which is kind of delightful.
No.
And anyways, we didn't know how the internet was going to be up here. And so we've always in our back pocket thought to ourselves, wouldn't it be fun if we did do a, but that's another podcast episode.
That's, you know, right.
And we thought maybe this is the week to do it, because if we go down in flames this week, it's okay because it's not beverage related. That was my thinking.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. This is almost non-canonical. This episode, it barely counts as episode 31. It's almost like
so much so that I'm not sure if it is episode 31.
Oh,
I don't know. I was going to ask you that when I was titling the stream. I didn't put episode 31 in there. This is maybe just a bonus, but that's another podcast episode within
the release structure of a regular T-Match episode, as there will be no episode 31 this week.
Maybe next week.
Maybe next week. We'll see. We'll see. If this goes very badly, maybe, who knows?
Is talking about ice beverage related?
I mean, we talk about it so much on the show, I'm afraid it is.
Okay, so we'll save that for next week.
Unless you're talking about ice on the ground. Like, did it snow so much and then it melted and then it got a little colder and it froze?
I don't know about that yet, but I'll let you know in the morning. We might be streaming all night long, so stick around.
That's true. Yeah, there's no time constraints on a whole other podcast.
Not at all.
No.
But more importantly, this, JoJo and I realized, was a perfect opportunity for us to get to know each other a little bit better. Now, I do think we should take it back from the start, let people know how we do know each other.
Oh, yeah.
You know, let's maybe start there, and then we'll tell the fine folks where we're going tonight.
That seems good. All right. Sure. Yeah. Do you want to go first or same time?
Well, let's start at the beginning. I guess I'll start with me. JoJo and I are both run around the music industry.
That's right.
And that's where we first met maybe 10 years ago?
No, it's not, it hasn't even been that long. Do you know that? I think it's been... Oh, no, of course it has been.
Yeah, think about it.
Yeah, you're right. It's probably 12 years ago. Mm-hmm. Accurate. Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. Yeah, 12 years ago. A middle schooler of life. So we know a lot about each other, for starters.
But we don't.
We don't. That's true. We spent a lot of years talking pretty much about two things, beverages and hot sauce, and I guess the third thing being music business stuff.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
So at the time, JoJo was working at a place called ASCAP, which is a place that collects royalties for musicians.
Yeah, we could do a cool hour on that if you want me to break down performance royalties for everybody.
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Well, we'll see what the chat says. You fire off in the chat if you want to do a little workshop here about publishing administration.
Yes. And at the time, I was and still am a producer and songwriter, and that's how we crossed paths. And I will say it was love at first sight in my mind.
I couldn't agree more with that. Specifically, you were new to town. right? Yes. And you didn't know people. So a mutual set us up on a meeting. You came to my office and we chatted about stuff. But then can I tell everybody like why I knew you were the one?
Yes, please.
Okay. So after the meeting, let's say, I mean, probably a matter of days after the meeting, mm-hmm. I get a package in the mail at the office, and inside it is a thank you note for the meeting on a laser disc of Under Siege 2 Dark Territory. We really should have talked about this with Gabrus on the, if only he was the guest for that, that's a different podcast, because very Action Boys adjacent, it turns out, you know. Under Siege 2 Dark Territory starring Steven Seagal. So I kept that. I had it in my office. I kept it up as art for, and to also to shame other people who, you know, didn't send gifts. I just thought that was so thoughtful, and he didn't know, but he knew that I would appreciate that, you know?
Yeah.
Tell me how you did that. What, like, were you sending laser discs to everybody all over town, or did you have
I wasn't.
Room?
I only sent a couple, and I believe that time, our buddy Evan Trindle, I believe, he might have just popped in that time too, so I sent him one as well.
That's right. I knew there was somebody else I knew who had gotten one, so I knew I wasn't alone.
But you know what's really funny about hearing that story is, like, I just remember I went to Amoeba Music, which is like a very famous, huge record store here, and upstairs they had like a bin of laser discs. And I just thought that was so, I was looking at them and I was like, that would make such a funny gift because no one has laser discs.
It's a worthless gift.
For whatever reason, I thought that you would think it was funny. And it sounds like it worked. I wish I could take myself back to those days. I did other clever things like that. Like my name, for those who don't know, my like producer handle's Dr. Rosen. And I had USB sticks that were like syringes that I would give to A&Rs. That, like, people will be like, I still have that stick that you gave me. And I wish I was crafty like that still, but now I'm just an old man, a bitter old man.
Yeah, you lost your edge a little bit, but I think you could get it back with the right muse in your life, you know? And maybe that's me. Oh, my God. Of course, Randy's in the chat. Course. I got
Randy, we love you so much. Randy says, I used to work
stalwart
at a laser disc rental store back in the day. I also ran a recording studio for years in Austin. I knew there was a reason I love y'all.
Oh, Jesus. If we're not in the flow right now.
Unreal.
Randy, yes. Yes,
special.
To it all.
I got to know. A laser disc rental store. So
was it also VHS or it was like a short-lived, like, only laser disc?
Please go ahead. Answer in the chat. We'll hide this one. Because I do have to know. Could you not imagine that scenario coming up where you've got somebody walks in excited, they're with their kids renting a video on a Friday night, and we're just waiting for the pizza to be ready next door. We're just in here to rent a couple of movies, and they walk in and they're like, so where are the VHS? And Randy has to be like, nope, only Laserdisc.
And it's the next big thing. Did you hear? It's the next big thing.
Can I interest you in a $600 Laserdisc player?
This is you're going to have to flip this one four times. It comes comes with two discs. God, Randy, only Laserdisc and home theater things when big screen TVs were 43-inch and enormous. Oh, my God.
I also have to imagine the owners of this store stocked the place, right? So there were Laserdisc players and home theater equipment available for sale, possibly even for rental, right? For obscene prices. And these 43-inch TVs that were also like 2 feet thick and
and weighed hundreds of pounds.
Yeah. It's it really is like an insane concept. And I have to imagine it's ultimately that inventory that did them in, and maybe not the Laserdisc tech itself. Anyway, well,
I could see. Well, anyways, that JoJo and I met back then, and then we formed a friendship and a professional bond as well, and loved talking shop about all sorts of things. And can you remember the birth of Tea Bash?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, yeah.
Did I leave anything out? Sorry, I feel like I might have fast-forwarded too quick.
I think that's right. And then because I feel like we also pretty quickly, like, we created our own friendship that was minus the person who introduced us in the first place, and which I think it's sad but funny. But then we – but it's – I was also doing a lot of improv and stuff at nights, you know, really most days, was doing improv or was at shows, concerts, you know, for work. And you guys were doing Totally Lame, you and Elizabeth, and you had me on as a guest because we were having fun hanging out. And then it was around that time as you guys were peeling off Totally Married and then Totally Mommy when you all had kids. It was then left to you. Well, what do you want to do? What's yours going to be? And at the time you were trying to decide what sort of bottled water you enjoyed the most.
Yeah.
And, that was it. You said, I'm going to start Totally Beverages and Sometimes Hot Sauce. And you had me on as the first guest. So if you go back and listen in the archives, they're all on there. I'm the first episode. I'm just a guest on the show.
Do you remember when you became, because I feel like you were on the first episode. I got to really re-listen to that. And then I feel like I did one or two after that and mm-hmm. then was like, I need JoJo on the show all the time. Like, I feel like I had this epiphany an episode or two later. I wonder.
Yes.
Or were, because you weren't on episode two, I don't think, were you?
No. I wasn't probably on again until episode maybe, four or five, something like that.
Okay.
And then I didn't become a co-host until probably episode 100 when you let me stop being the intern.
That's right.
So I interned for the show for like 3-4 years and then finally got my badge and gun, you know? So I'm packing. And this is a good follow-up from Randy. Porn laser discs was hot among the nerds. Yeah, that's... That's fair.
Yeah.
It makes sense. It always is. It's the cutting edge. But I feel like I think that really was it.
Yeah. That was it. But we realized, so over the years, we've gotten to know each other tremendously through beverages, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
A lot through music, a lot through family and having kids. But there are gaps in our knowledge of each other and our relationship with each other.
Yeah.
And you thought it could be
we
fun
both
to
thought.
Explore that a little bit tonight and maybe learn a little bit more about each other. And then we're also going to hit some voicemails tonight that you guys sent in. And just have a little fun.
Yeah.
And for once, we're not talk to, about these beverages.
Exactly. We were trying to think of what's that counterpoint to the beverage profile. And talking through a typical day without beverages seems lacking. So yeah, we're just going to ask each other some questions to get to know each other a little better.
I absolutely love that. So do you want to go first or should I go first?
Oh, you founder of the show, you should go first.
So have you heard of love languaged?
I have. And you know what? I'm super confused by it because I have been told that recommending stuff to people is my love language, but I'm unclear if that means that that's something that I, if you tell me you're going to a city, whether or not I've been there, I'm down to like either if I've been there, I'm happy to give you my list of favorite restaurants and stuff, mm-hmm. tell you where, like if I have any advice whatsoever, I'm going to give it to you. If I've never been there, I'm down to dive in and help you research it. You know what
I'm
saying? So like that's kind of so someone called that out, a coworker actually, and I appreciated that, but I was unclear whether the love language thing means it's how I express love or it is the way that I find intimacy or something? I don't know. What does it mean?
all of the above, maybe? Let's find out. I want us to take a quiz together. Now, I do think we should think of this sort of like in terms of our relationship too, though. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Like this is, you know, we had some beverage therapy with your lovely wife last week, but I want to get to the nuts and bolts of what makes you and I tick together. You know what I mean?
Okay.
And I guess finding out each other's love language is the is a perfect first step.
Yeah. Yeah. Totally.
So this
I'm
is,
excited. This is unexpected. I love this. Okay.
This is at 5lovelanguages.com.
They got that URL. You got to use it.
And I'm going to start the quiz here. How would you describe
yourself? Should I start at the same time?
Yeah. You start at the same time, and we'll talk it through together. I'll share my screen, but do it too, because that way we'll know at the end what you are.
Okay. Am I taking down my own? Sorry. Am I recording my own answers or your answers?
Yeah, you record your own answers.
Okay.
I'm an adult. We're adults, so let's click that.
All right.
How do you describe yourself? I'm in a relationship. We're in a relationship together.
We're in a relationship. Absolutely.
Okay. It's more meaningful to me when A, I receive a loving note, text, email for no special reason from my loved one, or my partner and I hug. How do you feel about that?
Oh my goodness. I know the answer to this one. Do you have an answer?
This is tough because I like both of them a lot.
I do too. I am a hugger. I have to say that. But my answer in this relationship is I received a loving note, text, or email for no special reason from my loved one.
I think that would tickle me more too with you.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, because I think this is also something as you get to a certain age, friends don't, you know, checking in is more and more rare, you know, where strangely hugs can be more manufactured.
I'm already feeling so touchy feely right now the bestest of ways. Let me tell you something, Jojo. I feel like one of us or both of us is going to send the other a loving note, text, or email for no reason sooner than we could ever imagine.
And you know what? I'm not even feeling any stress about it. I'm not feeling like now I have to because we've talked about it. I just know it's going to happen. I'm going to go ahead and click it. It's happening.
And we both know that we would like it. It's wonderful.
Exactly. Okay. We've got somebody in the chat already predicting or I guess identifying what sounds like your love language is acts of service.
That for JoJo. We'll find out. I like
that. Okay. Thank you. Smile and say cheers.
Okay. The next question. Tonight. Here we go. It's more meaningful to me when A, I can spend alone time with my partner, just the two of us, or B, my partner does something practical to help me out.
Oh, now, this again, is so sweet.
This is for you and me, okay? Together.
Oh, right? My God. Okay.
This might be a different answer with our spouses.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, absolutely.
I can spend alone time. It's more meaningful when I can spend alone time. Or is it more meaningful when my partner does something practical to help me out? This one's really tough for me.
I feel like it's tough. I'd appreciate, much like the last one, I'd appreciate both. But I'm going to say alone time is the one that gets me, because I think we do through the course of business and the podcast, we inherently do practical things for each other all the time.
Oh, that's true.
Though I do appreciate it. I don't want to get it twisted.
Jojo, I do too.
You know?
Yeah, I'm going to go alone time too on this one.
Okay. We don't have to have the same answers for everything.
I know.
Okay.
Next one. It's more meaningful to me when my partner gives me a little gift as a token of our love for each other, or I get to spend uninterrupted leisure time with my partner.
This is, oh God. Well, see, what this is tapping into, the second one in particular, uninterrupted leisure time, that's almost a gimme as a parent, because you don't get a lot of that anyway.
Yeah. And here's another thing about JoJo. I'm thinking of it like this. Would I rather you give me, I don't know, let's say some cool new vessel, or spending some time with you out playing disc golf?
Oh,
I'd take the disc golf.
Oh my God. So I'm going to say there.
I'm going to say uninterrupted.
Oh, time. My God. Okay. You're right. Here's the thing, though. Here's what I have to acknowledge, and I'm going to select the other answer because of mm-hmm. this. Everyone needs to know Roro is a great gift giver and is a casual gift giver. Sometimes we've showed really? Up to uninterrupted leisure time together, and he's there with a wrapped present in hand.
And I isn't that usually not... like a belated birthday gift?
Yeah, but still, the fact that you do it at all, most of these bozos in my life don't do shit for me, you know? And I think it's important to recognize that I remembered one of the first things you did in our life together was give me a gift. So I'm selecting little gift as a token.
Yeah, okay? Taking it all the way back full circle. I love that. Okay. It's more meaningful to me when my partner unexpectedly does something for me, like filling my car or doing the laundry, or my partner and I touch. Okay, this one. Okay. Let's see.
This is interesting because I is this a really crafty quiz? By the way, it seems pretty long. This progress bar is not really going anywhere. My.
Okay, do we need to like rip through these pretty
quick?
We
might have to, because I was going to say, this is doing great. People also don't know this about me while we're here in the non-beverage zone. I studied marketing in college for God knows what reason. But you talk a lot about of survey design, and this is already coming across to me as a good survey because it's kind of repositioning two answers we've already come across that neither of us picked.
That's true. Yeah, that's true.
So now it's asking us to pick between, do you want hugs or those little somethings? You know,
I want little somethings. What do you take?
Yeah, same.
Okay, next one. More meaningful when my partner puts their arm around me when we're in public, or my partner surprises me with a gift. In this one, I go gift.
Yeah.
Next. Same. It's more meaningful to me when I'm around my partner, even if we're not really doing anything. Or I hold hands with my partner.
I don't know if we've really held hands. I'm going to say when we're just around, not really doing
I like
anything.
That. I like that too. Okay, next one. More meaningful when my partner gives me a gift. They're really drilling in on this gift one.
Yeah, I get
or
it.
I hear I love you from my partner. We are. I'm going to say when I hear I love you from my partner.
That is exact. My thumb is hovering over right now. I'm doing this on my phone for those of you listening.
It's more meaningful... to me when I sit close to my partner or I am complimented by my loved one for no apparent reason. I love a compliment for no reason.
Who says no to a compliment for no reason?
As opposed to just sitting near them?
Yeah, okay. I'm not 100 years old. You know
we
what I'm saying?
We also don't sit next to each other.
And honestly, the sitting next to each other and doing nothing would stress me out after a while. I would feel like, oh no, am I not pulling my weight here? Why don't I have anything to say?
I love that. I love that. Yeah. In this relationship, I feel you and hear you.
Okay. Thank you. I appreciate being heard.
More meaningful when I get the chance to just hang out with my partner or I unexpectedly get small gifts from my partner. How many times are you going to ask this?
I just want to hang out. The gifts was, I want to acknowledge the gifts, but I don't need gifts all the time.
It's tricking us with this gifts question, though, because now I'm getting turned around. Fuck. Okay, next one. I hear my partner tell me, I'm proud of you, or my partner helps me with the task. I love it when you say I'm proud of you.
I have to pick that. Could you imagine?
Okay, next one. I get to do things with my partner, or I hear supportive words from my partner.
Gosh.
I like doing things with you. These like start contradicting each other, but I'm just going with my gut.
I'm going with supportive words. Thank you.
Okay. My partner does things for me instead of just talking about doing nice things.
Oh, okay.
Wow, that feels loaded.
That does feel like is like I think for everyone who I think understands any parents in the audience, you know what a full-time gig that is. Anybody who also does a job for work knows what a literal full-time job that is. And when you're doing both and then also trying to entertain yourselves and strangers, these all add up to a lot of things to do. So I think it's hard to ignore the niceness of when one of us handles some shit for the podcast.
The other alternative was I feel connected to my partner through a hug. So this is hugs versus doing something instead of just talking about doing something. I guess I'm picking that one.
Yeah. Okay.
It's more.
I do want a hug, though. I'm going to pick it.
No, that's true. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
It's meaningful to me when I hear praise from my partner, or my partner gives me something that shows they really are been thinking about me.
Jesus praise. Christ. Keep going.
What? Which one did you pick on?
I
this
went
one?
Praise.
Yeah, I feel like now I'm getting angry at all the gift questions.
I do. And it feels like they're just asking us two questions over and over again.
It's more Ooh. Meaningful to me when I'm able to just be around my partner, or I get a back rub or massage from my partner. Let me tell you something, buddy. If between those, if you get back massage, checkmate. Yes,
I got
please.
Big hands. I could do that. Here's the thing. I've got a very ticklish middle of my back. I am not great at massages unless we're talking shoulders only. So I have to just say I'm going to just be around you. I prefer to get tattooed, really. So, but I'm happy to give.
Oh, but I could ink you?
Yeah, you can. You can give me a prison tattoo of your choosing.
Holy
from
shit.
Your flash book.
Okay.
Okay.
It's more meaningful to me when my partner reacts positively to something I've accomplished, or my partner does something for me that I know they don't particularly enjoy.
Gosh. All right. This is a good one. We're really splitting the baby in half here.
Does no. something okay. for me that I know they don't particularly enjoy. I'm going to pick that one. I don't know if we've ever found ourselves that scenario, but if we did,
yeah,
I feel that would mean more to me than you reacting positively to something I accomplished.
Right.
I don't know why.
Yeah, if you were like, hey, can you pick up that dog do and squish it between your hands? And I said, I don't want to do this, but for you, I'll do it. As opposed to like,
hey, great job
yeah,
on something.
Okay. Okay.
It's more meaningful to me when my partner and I kiss frequently, or I sense my partner is showing interest in the things I care about. I show interest for me on this one.
Yeah. I mean, it's the nature of our relationship since it's a non-romantic relationship. But I think that it does also matter a lot. It's a very kind thing when somebody gives you when you have that kind of feedback loop there. You want to know everything's all right.
I love it.
Okay, great.
It's more meaningful to me when my partner works on special projects with me that I have to complete, or my partner gives me an exciting gift. I'm going special projects.
Special projects all the way. Our life is a special project. Isn't it's life indeed. A special project? Wow.
Life is a special This T-Bash is a special project.
It is.
More meaningful to me when I'm complimented by my partner on my appearance. Oh, we all know how I'm going to answer this one. My partner takes the time to listen to me and really understand my feelings. Appearance all the way for me, baby.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm begging for it from you. Just begging for it.
Jesus Christ. I get too uncomfortable about it. So I'm going, my partner takes the time to listen to me and really understand my feelings.
Love it.
Okay.
Next one. It's more meaningful to me when my partner and I share non-sexual touch in public, or my partner offers to run errands for me. I really appreciate when you offer to run errands for me.
I agree. When you drop Bevs, that's it. You know.
We love that. Next, my partner does a bit more than their normal share of responsibilities we share around the house, or I get a gift that I know my partner put thought into choosing.
God.
Back to the gifts, but this one?
I'm going gifts on this one because I don't like it when things are too imbalanced, you know? And if I feel, I get uncomfortable if I feel like you're doing too much.
I know exactly what you mean. I love that. I'll go gift two on that one. More meaningful to me when my partner doesn't check their phone while we're talking. Nice. Okay. Or my partner goes out of the way to do something that relieves pressure on me.
Got to go relieve pressure.
Yeah.
I don't mind if you check your phone.
But that was
person.
A nice question. I like them. Yeah. It's getting a little more nuanced. More meaningful to me when I can look forward to a holiday because of a gift I'm anticipate receiving. Wait, let me read that one more time. I can look forward to a holiday because of a gift I anticipate receiving, or I hear the words I appreciate you from my partner. What's this one getting at?
What do you mean, what's it getting at? What does it want to know?
Well, I don't really understand the first one. It's saying it's more meaningful to me to be excited about a gift I might get.
Yeah, I think it's saying, like, my partner knows me so well that when my birthday comes around, I can lock in that I'm going to get that Pebble ice machine that I've had my eye on. Mm.
For this, I'm going to go appreciate you.
Yeah. To me, the best thing is the gifts are always a surprise. You can't pencil in dark territory.
What's dark territory?
Under Siege 2.
Sick. Okay. It's more meaningful to me when my partner brings me a little gift after enough with after they've been traveling without me. Okay. Or my partner takes care of something I'm responsible to do, but I feel too stressed to do. Oh, I would pick that any day of the week.
100 times out of 100. Though it was very tempting to bring back already chilled bottles of Clearly Canadian back through customs when I was in Canada recently, but I didn't do it. That would be nice.
It's more meaningful to me when my partner doesn't interrupt me while I'm talking, or gift giving is an important part of a relationship. I'm going to go interrupting while talking.
Yeah.
Next, my partner helps me out when they know I'm already tired, or I get to go somewhere while spending time with my partner.
God. Okay. I will shout out this. Old school podcast days. When my first child was born, Roro just teed up. Because by the way, my wife went into labor the morning after we recorded an episode with George Basil. I think we did Hawaiian Punch. And like 8 hours later, we're at the hospital. And you teed up like great replacement co-hosts during the time that followed, the like next couple of weeks while we were getting our feet under us. So I'm going to go ahead and do that.
Okay. I'm going to do that one too, actually. The tired one. Mm-hmm. It's more meaningful to me.
No examples coming to mind though. I see. Okay. That's fine.
Sorry. It's more meaningful to me when my partner and I are physically intimate, or my partner gives me a little gift that they picked up in the course of their normal day. I guess the gift in this case for you.
I'm going to go physically intimate. This is my hug one.
Great.
Okay.
It's more meaningful to me when my partner says something encouraging to me, or I spend time in a shared activity or hobby. I'm going to say shared activity.
Shared activity. Maybe.
It's more meaningful to me when my partner surprises me with a small token of their appreciation.
All right.
Or my partner and I touch a lot during the normal course of the day.
All right, fine. Small tokens. I don't need it all the time.
It's more meaningful to me when my partner helps me out, especially if I know they're already busy, or I hear my partner specifically tell me, I appreciate you.
Fuck. I want to be appreciated. Going at it. I'm going to be appreciated going at it.
That's funny. Yeah. It's like, especially if I know they're already busy, I would be like, feel guilty. And that would stress me out.
That's right.
I'm going to appreciate it too. My partner and I embrace after we've been apart for a while, or I hear my partner say how much I mean to them.
We're probably not supposed to do this quiz together.
Oh, because we're influencing each other a little bit? I think we're being pretty real though. I'm going to pick hearing how much I mean to them. Them say.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. We're at the end.
Okay. What's next?
Okay. Your primary love language is words of affirmation. So I had 30% words of affirmation, 27% quality time, 27% acts of service, 13% receiving gifts. Okay. What did yours look like?
The exact same thing. Affirmation, quality time. I got 33% affirmation, 27% quality time. Only 23% acts of service. I guess my coworker was wrong. Receiving gifts, 13%. Mm-hmm. Physical touch, 3%.
Okay. Interesting. Well, I feel like we learned a little bit more about each other. And I think that was a nice exercise because it did make me appreciate what we got even more, JoJo.
I agree. Yeah. That was very sweet. Thank you for doing that.
No worries.
Feels weird doing it now. I also had a quiz to do. Should we do it now or should we wait? Should we do some voicemails and then come back to it?
I'm up for either. Let's do it now. Let's get in the spirit of staying in this place, in this zone.
I have like a little tear in my eye from doing that last one, and I'm feeling a little bit weird about the one I picked because I love the way you frame this so much that I just feel a little... Okay, so the quiz I picked out, I have three options, and I just need you to pick the URL from which we will... We will choose the questions I ask.
You're going to give me three URLs to pick from?
Yes.
Okay.
One is called tinypulse.com.
Okay.
The other is indeed.com.
Isn't that like a job resume?
Yeah, it's website? Like a job finding website.
Okay.
And the other one is called knowyourteam.com. It's from their blog.
Oh, shit. What was the first one? Tiny Pulse?
It's from Tiny Pulse.
Mm-hmm. I'm really torn between Tiny Pulse and knowyourteam.com.
Okay.
I want you to use your gut here.
Okay. We can go with knowyourteam.com. Because Tiny Pulse, I'm now freaking out, is like a weird pro-life thing.
Okay, great.
Okay. So, sorry. I feel a little bit weird about this since you picked a very sweet way of looking at our relationship.
I know, and I think we learned each other, and we also learned that we're on the same page. I feel great about it.
Okay. I kind of saw us as like as coworkers, colleagues.
The 25 best icebreaking questions for team building at work.
This is some of knowyourteam.com's most popular get to know you questions for work.
Okay.
It's based on 4 years of data, so this is not nothing. I don't want to ignore the work they've put in.
Okay.
Wow. And get twisted on that. All right. So that's nice framing by me. I have to say I'm feeling pretty good about this. Thank you. Okay. I also really like this graphic. So that was kind of the thing that really tipped the scales between tinybaby.com and this.
But it's
one.
Not an icebreaker. The ice is just it's an ice melting. Melter.
Okay.
Look, isn't that better?
Melt some ice. It's less
that's
jarring.
In the flow,
you,
sort of.
Because look, if you're wincing at the word icebreaker, I don't blame you. Get to know you questions and games tend to feel cheesy, and we've all been victim to a terribly trite icebreaker with coworkers that made us roll our eyes. I know I have. I'm going to go ahead and scroll down. So this came off of 4 years of research, so I'd like to know what your first job was.
Oh, okay. My very first job was at a kid's summer camp that was like called, what was it called? It was like the name of the lady daycare or something. So it was during the summer at
a Catholic place.
So during our Lord Mary, the Savior of daycare. But it was like a summer camp at a daycare in the summertime. And I would bike over there on my bike. And yeah, it was a great first job. It kicked ass and like play with kids and watch movies and then ride my bike home. Pretty easy.
Okay.
What about you?
I guess the first thing that I was like that I had a W-2 from would have been working at a CVS.
Sick.
Have you ever met anyone famous?
I've met a few famous people. Have you?
How famous? Who is the most famous person? This is not on the quiz, but who was the most famous person you ever met?
Oh, I have no idea.
Huh.
I feel like just living in LA, you meet all sorts of weird famous people.
That's true.
I'll say one
not
of the
just seen,
funnier
not just
ones.
Seen in a restaurant. Because one time I saw Nicolas Cage and Mick Jagger at the same sushi restaurant. And I watched them interact with each other. That was weird.
But I didn't meet them.
Right.
I don't think this is the most famous person I've ever met. But this was a funny, memorable experience where I was at a pool party. And Topher Grace sat down next to Elizabeth and I on the edge of the pool and started talking to us. And it took like maybe 10 minutes to realize like, oh shit, we're talking to Topher Grace. Like didn't even realize it. So that was a more memorable, weird LA one.
This was until he pulled out his IMDb
yeah.
and started just scrolling through it.
Yeah.
And kind of just like giving it thumbs up, thumbs down. Yeah. Tell him little anecdotes about each project he worked on, Spider-Man yeah. 3.
Yeah.
And so on. That's cool.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of like, I don't know. I feel like Danny DeVito, that's a pretty big one. He's a pretty big star. Oh,
that's a good one.
What about you?
Morgan Freeman, I guess, would be the most famous person I ever had a conversation with.
That is a fantastic one. Wow. Yeah.
It was backstage at a regional like Naris, like Grammy people event in Memphis. And wow. he was there. I believe he is a Memphian, but they were anyway, okay. he was there backstage and I approached him because there was a weird thing where this guy who went to like my family's church growing up used to always say that he used to do plays in New York with Morgan Freeman. Like we grew up in the suburbs of Massachusetts and it was always kind of like, oh, okay. Like, you know, like I don't know. I didn't know if I should believe him or whatever else. It always just seemed like, okay, like that's cool. Like that's pretty wild anyway. But I was like, oh, this is my only connection to Morgan Freeman. I'm going to ask him if he knows this guy as an icebreaker. And he totally did. And he couldn't have been nicer. And we talked for a little while about his acting career. And this, and like a fellow like septuagenarian who he did, you know, black box theater with in New York in like probably the 70s. So
that's incredible.
Boy, what are you reading right now?
Okay.
I think you should alternate questions. I don't want to break all your eyes.
Opening up my Kindle app right now. Listeners should know it takes me about 2 years to get through a book. But what am I reading? The most recent thing I'm reading is Born to Run, A Hidden Tribe, Super Athletes, and the Greatest Race the World Has Never Seen by Christopher McDougall. Do you know that one?
I do. Are you a runner?
No, I'm not a runner, and I don't know why someone told me that this was a good book, and it is a good book. Again, it's taking me probably a year and a half to read.
That's all it takes. Just tell you this is a good book. I think this is the book that set off the barefoot running craze of like 15 years ago.
It absolutely is the book that set that off.
Okay. So that's been debunked. You're diving back in 2 years ago. The height of the pandemic, maybe you thought like I might get into running and you picked it up.
I don't know.
Okay.
I really don't know. What about you?
Oh my God. I'm reading a really great comic book called Department of Truth right now. It's all about how it's like, what if conspiracy theories were real is basically it. And
it's fun.
Yeah, it's fucking fascinating. And it's genuinely like kind of a mind bender. And I highly recommend it. And it's not like a QAnon thing or something. It's written from the right side of history or however you want to look at it. But it's fucking it's really cool.
I'm dying looking at these next questions. This is getting ridiculous. Number six.
Oh,
yeah. Should we go back and forth?
Yeah, I think that's exactly what I was thinking. You pick one, I'll pick one. We'll do like maybe five more, and I think we'll call it.
Who's someone you really admire?
Okay. Speaking of famous people, one time I was drunk at what was then Spaceland in Los Angeles, a little club, and Tim Armstrong from Rancid happened to be at the show.
Yeah.
And I spotted him outside and I approached him and I said, I don't know why I said this, but I said, I've got two heroes in this world, George Washington Carver and you. And
whoa.
And he said, I can't remember what he said. Shit. He said something very nice after that. He said, he's like, that's pretty cool. I can't remember. That's good company. And we talked for a little bit and that was that.
Are you a big Tim Armstrong fan?
I am. I feel like maybe less so as I age, and I feel like sometimes you kind of see through the cracks. There is a bit of like, I don't know that I want to like get to know him or anything, but I was such a huge Operation Ivy and Rancid fan growing up, and I feel like that stuck around. I've always like loved him as a front man, as a songwriter. Anyway,
I'm with you, and this is something we didn't know about each other.
I had no idea.
A big Op Ivy guy. Then Rancid, I was pretty into Rancid, but then was
comes with the Mountain Dew, to be fair. But yes, go on.
Very true. But then I became very intrigued when he started producing for, you know, he's got some fucking banger Pink songs.
That's it.
And he started. I thought
Sky from Ferreira. Like
Op Ivy to Tim Armstrong. Yes, Sky. He was a very inspiring, fascinating dude. Well, look at us learning
look
about
at
each other
us.
Here.
Oh my god, who's someone you really admire?
I don't know. I'm skipping that. We're going every other now.
Oh, okay, fine. If you could pick up a new skill in an instant, what would it be?
Oh, no, I really want the next one.
Ah! Sorry, I gave you number four.
No, I'll take number four. If you could pick up a new skill in an instant, what would it be?
Yeah.
Maybe... You know what? Maybe I'll say you're like reading well.
Oh, yeah, you could.
I know that's
through.
A really weird one, but like to become an avid reader and digest it, I just can't. I've never really been able to read. I know how crazy that sounds, but it takes me so long. But that would be a great skill if I was one of those guys that just loved reading and was an avid reader, just digesting all these books and learning.
Yes. That if you're playing awesome. At the cabin right now, I'm just going to curl up with a good book and finish it.
Yeah,
like you're one of those people like, I'm just going to spend 13 hours and read this 600-page book somehow. Like it would take me several months at my best pace to read something like that. Can I recommend audiobooks to you?
Like I like audiobooks. Concept. There's so many podcasts I love too. So it's like a gift and a curse.
Okay,
so
much stuff. You're right. I need to stop ending. Yeah. Why am I recommending audio products here? When
here you go
you
recommending.
Your
I love
friends.
It. Okay. Number six for you. Seen any good movies lately? There should be a podcast that's just these fucking stupid questions.
We might have to ask one of these of our guests at the top of every show before we jump into beverages.
Oh my God.
Not really.
I haven't either. You know what? The last movie I saw in a theater that, oh my God, I went with my buddy Adrian too. We saw Parasite in the theater, not knowing anything about it really. And
yes,
what a delightful fucking experience that was. And we were just like, what the fuck is happening? But again, that was 3 years ago.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like. It's harder to find time to watch movies. I watch a lot of movies for my other podcasts that I do with my wife, last guest of T-Bash, Carol. We have a podcast called Mommy and Daddy. We watch a lot of horror movies. But we also have like a really high bar for them. So I feel like a personal of just like our own personal tastes and opinions about them. So like I watched that movie Barbarian that is like kind of sweeping the nation at the moment.
Don't people love it?
People love it, and I liked it. You know, I'll give that like it gets a reco from me, but it wasn't like Everything Everywhere All at Once or Dune as like movies of recent years that have like struck me as like incredible.
That's interesting. I want to check it out. Justin Long, I met him in New York at a bar on Valentine's Day one night. He sat down next to me and a buddy and hung out with him Valentine's Day night. That was a weird evening. Speaking of Justin Long.
Huh.
From Barbarian.
Do you still have his number?
No, I didn't get his number that night.
All right.
My God.
I might just scroll ahead. I'm going to scroll ahead. Wait, ready?
Can we at least read eight?
Yeah, go ahead.
Been pleasantly surprised by anything lately?
I love this in the idea of an office party setting. You just walk up to like the CFO of the company and just, hi Evelyn. Yeah, it's me, Andy. I just got hired in product management. Yeah. Yeah. It's like 6 weeks. Been pleasantly surprised by anything lately?
This also kind of feels like a funny one to say to like parents you meet at school of your friends.
Oh my God.
Your kids' parents and stuff. Okay. What else do we got in here?
I'm going to go like this. What do you like from this screen?
Ooh, what's your favorite place you've ever visited?
Shit. Okay. Okay.
I have
responses
this very...
to this are varied and fun, as the description says. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to read the description. Responses to this are varied and fun. You'll find that some folks have the same favorite place in Spain that they visited, or a place that happens to be just 20 minutes from where you live. Huh.
There you go. Do you have a good one for that? Or
sugar
not a good
fish.
One?
No, I... my favorite place I've ever visited was fucking Bora Bora. That.
Ooh.
Is my answer. That was the shit. That was just like prime relaxation. I have a weird connection to stingrays. I feel and like you know that type of sea creature that I think like a favorite animal of mine. It was my first time seeing them in the wild, and
ooh,
that was fucking incredible.
I like that.
Snorkeling around. So anyway,
great.
What about you?
There's this place, I have a childhood vacation we went to, I believe it's called Booth Bay Harbor, Maine.
Oh, yeah.
And there's like a cool boardwalk with arcades, and there's something it's held its magic in my brain my entire life. I hope to go back there someday. So that's what
I love that. Okay, great.
Yeah.
I was going to ask you about your favorite charity, but I'm going to go ahead and ask you, how do you like your eggs?
I'm scrambled. What about you?
Oh, I'm a scrambled with cheese daddy over here.
Oh, yes, please. By the way, can we talk about hot sauce for a second? Nope. We'll save it for next week.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, let's scroll
keep
down.
Keep that in mind. Everybody here listening, just remember, if we're talking, if we're dancing around it on the show, we both like scrambled eggs, likely with cheese. Mm. If we're talking hot sauce, just picture that in your mind. Hold it there. Love All right, last that. Question. What do you got
last
for me?
Last question. Oh, what's your favorite breakfast cereal?
That is such a good question, honestly.
Wait, let's guess for each other on this one.
Okay. You want to say them on three?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. All right. All right. Ready? One, two, three.
Golden Frosted Grahams. Flakes.
Is that yours? Is yours Golden Grahams?
No.
Is yours Frosted Flakes?
No.
You were guessing for me. What's your Cinnamon Toast Crunch?
No.
Your Muesli Boy?
No. You'll never get it.
Okay. Basic Four.
Nope.
Nintendo Power.
It's just straight up Cheerios. Nothing on it. Regular Cheerios. Old school.
Wow, beautiful. Mine is Life cereal.
Oh, nice. Much respect.
Mm.
All right, should we get into some voicemails?
Let's do
that was
it.
Great.
Let's get into some voicemails.
That was team building, honestly.
I agree. We did it. Wow. And only lost a handful of people.
Hey, listeners, let us know how much you enjoyed or despised this episode. Leave comments on Instagram under the post for this episode, which is a picture of JoJo and I dressed up in some fire Halloween costumes.
Oh, you can also go ahead and leave us a voicemail with your reviews of us. We'll play them here. 909-295-CAFE. Okay. Speaking of which, should we get to some voicemail?
I would love that. I would love nothing more than that.
So we put out the call for voicemails. I don't think people understand what a vaunted place in the history of the show the hotline has been. Mm. And we recently revived it. We haven't played any voicemails yet on the regular podcast, but we demanded them for tonight's episode so we would have something to talk about.
And they came. We asked, and
yes,
you delivered.
All right, let's see. Here's
fired up.
Okay, here's one. Hold on a second. All right.
Lovely.
Information regarding a more affordable health insurance policy. This is a follow-up, and we'd love to hop on the call to discuss some options. Please press 2 to speak to an advisor, not for a callback, and to be placed on our do not call list permanently, please call our toll-free number.
Okay, that was some spam.
Okay. All right. One second. Let's see here. I got. Okay. Here we go.
Information regarding.
Oh, no, wait. That's that guy again from a different number. Here we go. Okay.
Hey, gang. It's Chris from New York. I just had a non-beverage related question.
Thank you.
So over the years, I've been exposed to some pretty cool artists on Totally Beverages and sometimes Hot Sauce. Meg Myers, back in the day, I probably would not have come across her, and she's been in my rotation ever since. And since you've come back, Illuminati Hotties, Chris Farron, Death by Romy, all very cool, all getting regular play at my house. Are there any cool new artists coming up on the show? Maybe cool new artists that you guys are familiar with or working with that are not coming up on the show, but you could just call them out, because I don't really find a lot of cool new music, and I don't know a lot of cool people in the music industry except for you guys. So maybe you can open my eyes. Thank you. Go fuck yourself.
Oh my God.
Love that.
Perfect one. Thank you, Chris.
I would say I got two recommendations. I just went and saw Stromae in concert a few days ago. I think top three concerts I've ever seen in my life. He is a Belgian artist that sings in French, and I've been a big fan of his for, I don't know, maybe 4 or 5 years. This was the first time I've ever seen him live, and it blew my fucking mind, and it catapulted him into, like, favorite artists of all time. And I don't have a fucking clue what he's singing. I don't even fucking know. It's that good. So it's Stromae, Stromae. A great place to start is just go on YouTube and type in Stromae. And he has a song called Papa Ute, which is about his dad, I believe. And the music video for that is incredible. So that's one. And then did I mention Jockstrap on a recent episode?
I don't think they're so. Like, we wouldn't have let you talk about it if so.
Horrible name, or maybe it's a great name.
I don't know. I'm pretty into it. Yeah.
But it's a guy-girl duo. I don't know where they're from, but they make some really fucking cool music. Jockstrap, all one word. Those are my two recommendations.
We love it.
What about you?
Okay. Oh God. All right. I can give a couple here. I feel like most of my recommendations do end up being like work people, because I like to work with the artists we like too. So I'm not gonna throw it out of bed, you know. I feel like the two recently that have been in like rotation on a personal level, especially. There's an artist called Enum Claw that's from the Pacific Northwest. It's kind of like, kind of remind me of Dinosaur Jr., something like that. It's a very cool vibes. A record just came out. And just highly recommended. Very cool. The record came out, I think, last week and a couple weeks ago. And then another artist with like a record out earlier this year that's kind of more... I guess sort of chiller vibes is an artist called Triathlon, who I really dig. And then I'll give one more, which is while you're on the subject of, it made me think of it while you were talking about an artist that you don't know what they're even singing about. When I was up in Canada, it was for a music conference for work. There's an artist called Adwaith who's from Wales, and they sing in Welsh, and it's like it's like indie rock but sung in Welsh, and I thought it was fucking awesome. It was one of those rare things where you just like see it and hear it and you're like, oh, this is awesome. It's all good. There's this track called Sud, S-U-D-D, that really caught me. So anyway, check that out. That's all good. Ooh. Maybe, you know what I'm feeling we might have to do. You already kind of started it. There is you have like some tracks, the Roro tracks that are in our link tree.
Oh, yeah. Roro on the track.
Yeah. The artists you're working with and new stuff. So everybody should check that out. You might not know that exists because I think we just put it in there and didn't announce it, which sounds right. So, you know, like that's something that's updated. If anybody
Have a playlist of artists that have just been on the show?
Yeah, we should do that. Or even if we want to just do like a playlist of stuff we're listening to, and we'll just kind of update it periodically.
Oh, that's fun. That's fun. I have two more real quick
on the show that we one more that we've reached out to that we would think will come on, but I don't think we should say it yet until they.
Okay, because I was going to drop that one because I'm such a big fan. No. We'll wait because there's someone coming on the show. You'll learn about them soon. But you know, here I'm going to put you on the spot, JoJo. Someone I know that you work with that we should have on the show that people should check out. Baths.
Soak. Oh yeah. Oh yeah, absolutely. Awesome. I mean, been doing it for a long time, like really creative electronic alternative music, I will call it.
All right, that was fun.
Rad.
All right, let's hear another voicemail.
Oh, that's me.
Thanks for leaving that voicemail, by the way.
Oh my god. All right, here we go.
Man, I just wanted to say how excited I am that you guys are back. When you guys were gone, it was just such a long, dark time of not having anyone to talk beverages with. I mean, it was just a bummer. And I'm so happy you guys are back and you guys are doing well. And that T-Bash is amazing. I love having you guys on Twitch now and the podcast. If I miss the Twitch stream, it's just been amazing. And my eyes are open to a whole bunch of new drinks. And I'm excited that we get to go on this journey again together. Go fuck yourself.
Oh, beautiful. That's so sweet. But that is a different podcast.
That is amazing, though.
Thank you. We're happy to be back. It's been great to be back.
Great to be back. And that means a lot. And yeah, thanks for listening. Damn.
Whoever
you
were.
Thanks for drinking with us.
From the 505.
I see one that just came in recently. Do you see that?
I do. You want me to play that first?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, go fuck yourself. Just wondering, do we have a fish bags with our Yeti mugs?
I'm sorry, what?
I've been gifted so many. They're cute. I got them. Am I a douche?
I heard Yeti mug and then am I Jewish?
Oh, hold on a second. Let's listen again.
Does that ring a bell? Right. Does that unlock a mystery to you?
Can we spare 17 seconds?
Yeah, turn it up.
Hey, go fuck yourself. Just wondering, do we have a fish bags with our Yeti mugs? I've been gifted so many. They're cute. I got them. Am I a douche?
Am I a douche?
Oh, maybe. I think they're so cute. I got them. Am I a douche?
Yes. I've been gifted so many of them. I got them. They're cute.
Talking about Yeti mugs?
Yeti mugs. I'm wondering if these are the mugs with the handles. Again, different podcasts, unfortunately. This was not the call for tonight, but I...
Should we circle back on that next week? Or do you want to answer it?
Yeah. I would like this caller, if you're listening, to please leave a follow-up. If you can, and please describe the Yeti mugs that you are worried are douchey, and maybe a situation in which you've seen a douchebag with a Yeti mug, and you're worried about being that person. Does that seem fair?
More on that next week. I love that. Okay. Yeah, that's fair.
So please call back.
All right, nice. Last we got
one.
Any more?
We can do one more here.
God, I love the voicemails.
It's the best.
Hey guys, it's Mike in Evanston, Illinois. First time, long time. Really love the show. This is going to sound kind of out there, but I feel like there's some kind of Tao of T-Bash for the show. Really makes me excited about new experiences, exploring the unknown, and life in general. Is that crazy, or do you feel that way producing it? Thanks for the show, guys. Go fuck yourself.
Let's just fucking... I mean, I just want to end it all right now. That's the best thing I've ever heard.
Obviously, the answer is, unfortunately... No, we should cut the show right there before answering you, because that's such a beautiful question.
God, you're going to make me cry over here.
I'm sorry I ran the coworker quiz. This has been the most heartfelt episode of this show in history.
I'm going to play that message. I mean, what a great question, too.
Are you going to play this for Elizabeth?
Maybe.
Because, like, just saying. I mean, what a question.
You need to think on that. That's really
beautiful. The show really makes me excited about new experiences, exploring the unknown, and life in general. Boy.
Wow.
Mike, you're talking about a joie de vivre. I don't even think we knew we could conjure. But I think, you know what? In a spirit of positivity and the phoenix-like rebirth of T-Bash since the spring... Yes, I changed the answer from no to yes. We're all about this whole thing is about getting people excited about new experiences, the unknown, and life in general. We don't want to be down on life. That's the best thing we got.
I'm going to just take some inspiration from that question and try to approach life a little bit more that way for myself. Yes. Holy smokes. Thank you, Mike from Evanston. Shout out.
Okay. Yeah. Shut if you all want to leave a voicemail. Now, look, next week, all bets are off. We're going to be talking Yeti Mug douches. We're going to be talking God knows what. You might.
I got a beast update.
We got a beast update.
Mm-hmm.
That's a different podcast. We've got
frostbite on ice update.
Are you serious?
Maybe we'll talk about it next week.
Okay. Who knows what else? Guests, we got fucking killer guests coming. Now, if anybody has any voicemails at all, I'll go ahead and say if you want to leave a voicemail for a different podcast, just flag it at the top. Say this is for a different podcast. You can leave anything you want. If it's a beverage related question, go ahead and leave it 909-295. Cafe.
Yeah, keep them coming. We do love the voicemails.
Give us a drunk dial.
Please.
Call us while you're making your coffee.
Yes. Jojo, this was really fun. I felt like this was a really nice, just feels like a really warm, this episode felt like it gave me a hug, and I think it's a nice kind of reset of how we got here.
Oh my
God.
And
it just pumps me up for where we're going and all the beverages and sometimes hot sauce that we're going to try.
Truly, it gave me a little gift, you know, which I appreciate.
Yeah, we all know that.
And I got to a little spring cleaning and cleaned out the Oktoberfest beers from the shootout finally.
Brilliant.
Last two in the fridge.
That's enough talking about beverages.
Sorry. Well, I mean, I don't think we can do a Brian's question tonight.
No, we'll get to those next week for sure.
Okay. Well, shit. Anything else? You want to plug anything? We can talk about anything else.
No, I don't think so. I feel really zen right now.
I do too. This feels, God, all right. This is definitely coming back kind of at this point, whether you tell us you hated it or not. But please let us know.
Oh, yeah, but do let us know in how you feel about everything going on in the T-Bash universe. On our socials at T-Bash Live. You can leave us an iTunes review if you want, even, too. We haven't done that in a while. But, yeah, check in with us. We love it.
We do.
All right, absolutely. And on that note.
Go fuck yourself.